This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So a couple of weeks ago, because he's a friend and I follow him on social media, as you should too, our friend Kenny Wallace, NASCAR legend, was in Europe and he was on the Autobahn and things like that. This is a really fun clip.
Now we are on the Autobahn and we are hauling butt. Show them here, John. We're running, 200 kilometers. I'm wide open. It won't go anymore. And this is unbelievable. This is awesome! Wide open, just digging. This is what we came to Germany for, race fans. Look at that!
That's the classic Kenny Wallace left.
My man. And you do know the name Earnhardt is a German name. We're getting it!
All right, so then he was in Italy. He's in Germany, he was in Italy.
Okay, you're gonna experience this with me for the first time. Leaving the train station here in Venice. Let's see what we see. Oh my God, I mean, it's right away. Right away. Damn, look at this. How old's all this stuff, John?
I have no idea. Looks pretty old, though.
Look at this. I mean, right away. Just like in the movies.
Sue, I would say that you'd be hard-pressed to find a Netflix show that was better than Kenny Wallace's trip to Italy and Germany. He's with us on the phone this afternoon. I was immensely entertained. How are you this afternoon? Welcome back to America.
Well, thank you. That was the trip of my lifetime, and the reason it was is because I just couldn't get over that. You know, the Roman Colosseum is 1,975 years old.
Right. Yeah.
And then you walk across the street, the Roman Forum, and, you know, that's where Julius Caesar was assassinated. And then, you know, it was overwhelming.
The history, right?
Yeah.
We're very proudly going to celebrate 250 years of this country, but it pales in comparison to all the history over in Europe, and certainly Rome. I've been there before, is quite amazing. So you had a blast over there.
I had a good time, and of course, I wanted to share it with everybody, you know. So, I downloaded pictures every night, made a video. It's not like I was doing it every minute on the minute. It'd be like, take pictures during the day, and then, you know, we were 7 hours ahead of you all, so then it was so much fun to share on social media.
It was fun to follow, Kenny.
It was. I texted him at one point. I said, Sue and I are just completely enjoying your trip. But one thing that we noticed, and you sent me the clarification on this, and we weren't the only ones that noticed, but your lovely wife, Kim, was not on this trip with you, Kenny Wallace. We noticed that.
Right. So Kim, when I met Kim, Kim is this very studious girl that makes straight A's. She's afraid of the police. When I first met Kim, and I'd take her, you know, on a date, there's a cop. She's always been afraid, you know, and it's in her DNA. So she thought that it was going to be terrorism, that I was going to go over there and there's a good chance I was going to be killed. And so she has never been the one to leave the country. Now, she'd go up to Canada, go down to Cabo, but she has never. I mean, for 20 years, she says, I'm not going over there. And for 20 years, I finally said, okay, I'm going.
Yeah, she had no problem sending you over to get killed, though, did she? Notice that.
Yeah, well, she'll end up with a lot of money.
Oh, my gosh, that made me laugh.
I said, honey, when I die, just don't give all the money to people that don't deserve it. She'll probably spend it every Friday and Saturday night down at River City.
No doubt. All right. So what was? Let's start with Italy, because what were the highlights there? You did some. Where'd you go to tour over there?
Yeah,
some car stuff, right?
I would say, we flew to the UK, we flew to London, got on another plane, and went 2.5 hours down to Rome. Now, as far as Rome, Italy goes, I would say tied would be the Vatican, St. Peter Basilica, and the Roman Colosseum in the Forum. Those things right there. But I will say this, the reason I went over there was because, on Christmas, I would watch the Pope do Mass, And to be in St. Peter Basilica was very overwhelming. I met some nuns, on the Vatican side. I bought 14 little wooden crosses, brought them back to the family, they can wear around their neck. But it was just, just awesome. But those things right there, the Sistine Chapel, I realized how small it was. It wasn't grandiose right as you leave the Vatican and then walk around the corner to St. Peter, and then realize the first Pope, St. Peter is buried right there where the Pope, does, Christmas Mass every Christmas Eve, St. Peter buried underneath there. But, there's so much to say, and I just don't want to talk too much, but those were the things that were just overwhelming, awesome.
Yeah, they make an impression on you. You've been to Rome, Sue?
I have.
Yeah.
I liked Venice, Kenny, and we just heard you walking out of the train station and saying it's just like in the movies, because it is.
Yeah.
Well, to me, what was amazing about Venice was I studied the history. So, the Roman Empire, they were just gangsters. They were brutal, right? So the Roman Empire, they would just pillage and just kill people. And it was horrible, horrible history. So then they would bring back everything, to Rome. But as far as Venice goes, this was a group of people that were fleeing because the Roman Empire was taking everybody's land. So this group went to Venice, and this land was very soft. They were so desperate for land. If you go through my Facebook, there's an incredible video there. So they went to Venice. They said, okay, this is where we want to be, but the land is too soft. So they got on their ships, went over to Croatia, found these big old long trees like telephone poles, brought them back to Venice, pile-drived thousands and thousands of these poles in the ground.
It's amazing.
And then, wow.
Yeah. And that's what they lived on. They ended up with granite on top, and they built all these buildings.
I love that you absorbed the history.
Yes.
You're able to educate us here this afternoon as well. Didn't you go to Ferrari as well? Did I see that?
I did, and John Scatone, he's my investor, a good friend of mine. He's up in Chicago, and he's got family in Sicily, so he's the one that made the trip so awesome. We got on the Italo, which is a bullet train. It was going, buddy. It was going fast. I don't know the mile per hour, but, we went to Modena.
I was there from Barcelona or Madrid to Barcelona at high speed, and, it chugs along. I like it.
Yeah, so much fun. So we went up. We stopped at Modena, and or they call it Modena or something like that. They pronounce everything a little differently than we do. We pronounce it the way it says it. They use the flair to it. But we went to Ferrari, which is, the number one team in Formula One, Ferrari and Mercedes-Benz. That was awesome. We were there when Lewis Hamilton was there, which is now the new – that was big. But we didn't get to see him. We missed him by one day that he got on their practice track. Formula One over there is like soccer over there. It's massive. It's like football over here. So when Lewis Hamilton was testing, they were going nuts. Then we went over to Lamborghini the next day. That was awesome because, we really mixed some racing in there,
I would like you to explain the challenges. This is something that catches a lot of American tourists off guard. But sometimes you got to pay to pee over there, don't you?
Yeah, that was wild. So, we leave Venice. We fly up to Frankfurt. We fly way north on purpose because we want to get on the Autobahn. So I rent this Mercedes, and, I'm running like 158 mile an hour. And, the Autobahn is very regulated. It is not a free-for-all. But you pull over, you go to the bathroom. And they're very nice gas stations. But every gas station, you have to pay $1 to go to the bathroom. Now, They are extremely nice bathrooms. But you just have to have that little $1 coin. I would say it keeps out all the druggies and all the riffraff.
Right.
And, you know, you don't want to pay, but boy, it was worth it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Totally.
They are very clean. And, you know, because when I was with a tour, we had some of this, I think it was in Frankfurt, because we went through Germany as well to get to, you know, Spain. And then you get some crabby folks that are like, eh, but they are clean. It's like the Cadillac of restrooms, I think. And that's what they do. I don't know that we do that at all here. Does any city do that?
No,
we have to.
I don't.
Does New York City do it? Because it's hard to find sometimes.
It is.
Toilets, which is why they do that there.
I got off a train one time in France on a bike trip, and I went in and to the restroom at a train station, and it was a hole in the concrete.
Oh, absolutely. I've done that too.
Yeah, Kenny, I can hold it to wherever we're going.
I think I experienced that in France. It was either France or Italy.
Yes.
Yeah, where we go into it's like a porta potty, and it's just porta potty rather. It's just a hole in the ground. That's it.
I'd rather pay a euro any day.
I'm with you.
Well, let me just say this: the last time I paid to go to the bathroom was when I was a kid, up at White Castle at Lindbergh and 21. They would make, you know, because all the kids are up there smoking dope and partying, and that you used to have to pay to go to the bathroom at White Castle on Lindbergh and 21.
That is amazing. That's a great St. Louis memory.
Smoking dope.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what you like the food over there though, didn't you?
Oh.
Oh my God! The biggest thing I learned in Rome was to use olive oil instead of butter, and I never realized how good olive oil. Mm-hmm. I did it this morning. I took my Dave's whole wheat bread and toasted it and cut it in half and just poured a little bit of oil and vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it cuts down on that cholesterol. But, yeah, the food in Italy is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, their caprese and their bruschetta, just something clean about it all.
It really is. You know, one of my favorite things to do, and you probably did this, I saw some pictures, but France is great for this, Italy too. Just sit on outside on a cafe and people watch.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing.
It was crazy how much fun it was to get up in the morning, have breakfast, and then just walk your butt off. I mean,
yeah,
we were walking 8 miles a day, but then around 2 o'clock, we would stop, and you know already what I'm saying. You would just we got these Americanos. They were a watered down, bigger coffee, because the espresso is 100% caffeine and like a couple sips and it's over, you know. But we would get some type of pastry and a coffee and sit there for 35 minutes and then say, okay, you ready to go again? You know, start walking again, you know.
It's a lot of fun. Hey, did you engage in any conversation about U.S. politics with Italians or Germans?
100%. It was amazing. Give me a minute to tell you this story.
Well, I want to hear it.
So we're coming out of St. Peter's Basilica, right? I mean, the home of Roman Catholic. I mean, this is big. So it's late at night. The sun's going down. It's around 7 o'clock, and we're leaving St. Peter. Well, we're still in Vatican City. So I'm like, I'm ready for another coffee and a cannoli, whatever. And I got on my phone, and this is when Trump, because see, there's 7-8 hour difference. So this exact moment, Trump is being sworn into office to be the president. So I got my phone on, and I'm on X, and boom, C-SPAN's beautiful, clear as get out. All of a sudden, before I know it, all these Italian waiters started gathering around me, four of them. And the whole restaurant started gathering around my phone. Now, this is accurate, no exaggeration.
Oh, wow.
And the one thing I remember them looking at me saying was that we used to not like Trump, but we really like Trump now.
Huh.
And so everybody in Italy really likes Trump what was my experience.
That's interesting. Well, I believe that. There has been an evolution over there as well.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
That's kind of a cool story. I'm interested to hear that.
Did you miss all the snow and ice and all that stuff, or did you get some of that before you left?
Oh, I got it all, and then I ended up leaving here. I flew up to Chicago about 1 on that Friday, I think. And then, you know, we got on British Airways and we flew on over. But, no, I experienced all the snow, all the ice, but I got to say this, okay? Forgetting about my Europe trip just for a minute, it is so much fun right now.
Oh, my God.
Because the Republicans are just kicking their butts. And that Maxine Waters, she's like a cartoon character. She She looks at that guy. She goes, well, look at you. Let's look at him, everybody. He look at him. He won't let us in. And it was hilarious.
Are you on top of the Musk name change today on Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wait. Hang on here for people. This is glorious. I've played it once, but it will repeat every hour.
Now, the disruptor in chief, Elon Musk, who apparently has adopted the alias. At least he changed his social media handle to Harry Balls.
Can you believe that?
He changed it back now, but it was up there for a good portion of the day. And the trolling that he's doing with the CNN types, their heads are exploding, dude. You know this, Kenny.
Oh, and for the smartest man in the world, it, like Trump says, he's a gift. And all he's doing is going in there and going, oh, man, look at all this stuff. And he's out before they even, you know, can say anything. It's like, you can't stop paying the people. It's like, okay, well, Trump goes, I'll make an executive order for, you know, him to go check everybody out. And it amazes me. It amazes me to no end that people are so stupid. I mean, some of these Democrats, they can't see the forest for the woods.
Oh, they're lost. They're broken right now. They really are, especially the media members. They don't know how to handle this.
Trump's doing so much. It's like whatever subject they're on, Trump's on to another subject 2 hours later.
It is dizzying. It really is. It is dizzying, and it is a lot of fun. I said this to a couple people today. I mean, if the first 3 weeks are this much fun, I can't even imagine what the next 4 years are going to be like. Kenny, I'm going to play some of the audio with Elon and President Trump from the Oval Office here in a minute, but I'm glad to catch up, and it's awesome to hear about your European tour. It should be a movie. It should be a documentary, Kenny Wallace's European tour. We love you.
I love you, Sue. Bye.
Love ya.
See ya, Kenny. We'll talk soon.
Bye, gang.
Get more at 971talk.com.